Good morning, sweetheart. This is Mick Jagger, and you are listening to Subworld Radio. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh yeah, baby.
Good morning, you are listening to Sup World Radio, and we have Cascadia in the studio today. One of three members.
Hello.
Good morning. So, what did we just hear?
We just heard our song Lockpick, and then we heard our song Nightlight.
Yay. Sweet. And so, she's going to be picking out the playlist today, as well as playing Cascadia's songs. Yay.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And you played at the Lion's Den the other night.
Yeah, we did.
And then the next night, was that the next night, like right after, that you played 360?
Opposite order. We played 360 oh, wait, and then yeah. We played the Lion's Den, yeah.
With a tape release, right?
At 360.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. The last night. Kickoff. Mm-hmm. With a brand new tape.
Yep.
Which you can get at Red Cat Records, because we booked in a whole bunch the other day. Yay. Come purchase them and spend money on them, and then go home and listen to them. And share them with your friends. What else are we going to listen to today?
I want to play some just stuff, the Pacific Northwest stuff, and some local stuff. Yeah, a bunch of local stuff.
Perfect.
But yeah, I think maybe next I want to play, I've been listening to this band FF from Seattle a bunch, and we're supposed to be playing with them, we're going on tour in February, with Weed, and we're supposed to be playing with them in Seattle.
That's awesome. And where are you going on the tour?
We're actually supposed to be doing two tours. In February, we're going, I guess, down the west coast to Portland, and then some shows on the island, and then I think maybe a show in Abbotsford, which should be sweet. and then later in the year, there's talks in May of doing a bunch of East Coast stuff.
Man, that's so exciting. February is a very ambitious month to tour.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing.
Well, it's such a... I don't know. It will be great.
Yeah.
It would be something to look forward to. That time of year is usually really boring.
Yeah, so. No kidding. No one comes because no one tours in February, so it's awesome that you guys are actually going to do it.
Yeah.
Yay! So we're listening to FF from Seattle. We're back. What's up? What's up? Yay. Who did we just listen to?
The last track that played was this band, Ragana, from Olympia, that I saw a couple times. They were in town recently. They were so badass. one drummer and one guitar player who would just switch off, two women, and there was, it was actually pretty metal and pretty...
That is super badass. I love that. I love... Whoa, that was weird. Well, yeah, I love duos. Mm-hmm. They're just so impressive to me.
Yeah.
And before that was FF from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You've drummed in a million bands. A million, literally.
Not a million. A million and one.
A million.
I played... I guess the first band I was playing drums in was me and my bandmate, Cam, who plays in Cascadia now. We had a band before Cascadia.
A duo.
Which was a duo. Cascadia used to be a duo as well, for a while. We had a band called Golden Touch. I played drums in that. We started it just, like, pretty soon after we graduated high school. We went to high school together. And then I also played drums in my friend Connor's band, Coco, and the band that came before that, which was called Insufficient Funds, which was also his band.
That's the best band name ever.
Yeah, it was fun. It was pretty, like, psychedelic. It was, yeah, there was some lots of 7-minute, 8-minute long songs.
Yes!
and then I actually just started playing drums in my friend's Project 23. My friend Alex Miranda, who just moved up here. And that should be fun, too. But yeah, kind of busy, but...
Kind of busy.
Yeah. But yeah, Cascadia is probably main focus for sure right now.
Yeah, people really love Cascadia, hey? Can't get enough.
Stuff, I don't know, it was funny because, like, we were playing shows for, like, a year, and I don't know, like, we sent our tracks into Music Waste and got rejected. And,
what? Really?
Yeah, and then we were like, oh, okay, whatever, no big deal.
That hurts my feelings.
And then we set the exact same tracks in the next year, and then people seemed to like them, so that was
cool. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, God. Damn it. Yay.
Yeah, it's fun. We just released our tape and on Green Burrito, and then we have, we're going to be recording next month. We just wrote a bunch of new songs. Really new songs that are going to be on a 7-inch that we're going to be releasing at the start of next year.
Oh, sweet.
With Cruising USA. And
dude.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that.
That's so exciting. Yeah. Well, you are really busy.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yay, what else is on the roster?
Next, I want to play this local person who I've been supposed to play a show with a couple times, but it's never worked out. But I think that their music is super rad. This band, Mass Marriage, who are local, who I think is just one person. I'm going to play a track by her.
Sweet.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Face, a little bit of makeup, a beautiful dress, and nothing underneath. That's all people ask of a model. Nothing.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
SupGs, this is Questlove of the legendary Roots crew. And you are listening to SupWorld Radio. Chia. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Rap.
Hey, we're back with Cascadia live in SupWorld Studios. Yay! We just heard Mass Marriage, correct?
Yes.
Who's a super cool chick from right here.
From right here. We heard a track by this band, Shoppers, who are from New York, somewhere in New York State, who I saw a few months ago at a show at the Zoo Shop. I can't remember who they played with. But yeah, they're
a long way from home.
Yeah,
they're sweet. About us. Yay! What else? Who else are gonna? Hey, wait! No, you have a show coming up.
Yes, we have a show coming up.
Oh my god!
We're playing on the 14th at Pat's Pub with Freak Heat Waves, and I don't know who else yet. I think it's still in the process of being completely confirmed. But yes, that is our next show.
Go
and
to that.
We have. Be playing two new songs, two world debuts.
OMG!
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
Bring your mom and dad and all your friends. We were just saying how Pat's Pub is like the best parent venue ever.
Yeah, my bandmate Cam was saying that he likes to, that Pat's Pub is the perfect place to invite your dad or your mom to see you play because they can just like get some like burger, get a poutine or whatever, and
have a beer.
Just a beer and just hang out.
Just yeah. Lounge.
Yeah. So maybe I'll invite my parents. Yeah.
Maybe possible. I'll invite my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. They go to bed at 9. It's not happening. If only. Who else?
Well, I think I'm going to play a couple of local folks next.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a track by Weed. We're going on tour with them next year, and they've probably been like the most supportive band of us in Vancouver various ways. Hugo from Weed is doing a whole bunch of promo stuff for us just because he wanted to. It's really
they're the world's really nicest guys.
Yeah. And Will is putting out our 7-inch. And yeah, we're going on tour with them.
Yay, Weed.
Yep. So this is a track from their EP Gun Control called Amber.
Yay. On Sup World Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
What's up? We're back with Cascadia in the studio. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, oh, I'm doing super good. How are you?
Awesome.
Oh, great. Good to hear. Hey, speaking of which, what did we just hear?
We heard Weed, and then we heard Pups,
who are local. Didn't they just play at Pups Pub? Or they're about
to?
Oh,
yeah, I think they did. They totally did.
Sweet. Lincoln Friday or all back.
And then we heard Movie Land, who I think also played that show.
Yeah, they totally did.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, some rad local stuff. And yeah, up next I think I'm gonna play a track by a band from that used to exist in Phoenix called The Teats. And yeah, I'm gonna play their song called Try My Pot.
The Teats, Try My Pot on Sup World Radio.
Bye.
Hey. We're back on Subworld Radio every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. And we have Cascadia in the studio. I keep calling you like that's like your name. It's yeah, totally not.
It's not. That's okay.
Your name's not Cascadia. But you have a pretty cool name, though. Kind of, maybe.
Thanks.
You're really welcome. No problem. Hey, what was that?
The last track I played was a song by my friend Amberlee's project, Chariots. And then before that, I played a track by Joyce Collingwood. And before that, there's something else.
Sweet.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Super casual here on Subworld. That's okay. Cool. Sweet. Yay. Hey, when did you start drumming, by the way? By the way.
I think, like, last year I was in high school. I was 17, I guess.
They said last year. I was like, ah, great. I'm never, ever going to be able to accomplish that.
No, I wish. I don't know. It was a very slow, torturous process of, I don't know. It just kind of took me a while to learn. I think I just started, like, just putting on, like, a Death from Above 1979 song
yes.
or something, or a Nirvana song, and just trying to drum along to it.
That's so sweet.
In my parents' basement.
I always imagine that singing and playing drums is like the hardest combination.
Yeah. it's a bit awkward. I feel like I have a bit of practice at it now because I was doing it in me and Cam's old band as well.
Yeah.
It's been nice at like Cascadia shows recently because like the one like comment after a show that is like I'm always like so bummed about is when someone is just like, hey, like, I'm really impressed that you can sing and drum at the same time. I'm like, oh, shit, I totally just made it look like it was really difficult.
No, it's so not it.
But, yeah, it's coming along. It's a bit of, like, an awkward position to be on stage, that's for sure. But
it looks so badass.
Okay, cool, thanks. I really like singing a lot, and I like playing drums. I like playing drums more than playing melodic instruments, so
yeah.
It works okay.
It's like the coolest combination. Chick drummer, but also drummer singer.
Yep.
Yep.
Got that happening.
What's up? What else on the bill?
I think I'm gonna play a track by one of my old favorite Vancouver bands, who I think I only saw them once, actually, at, like, a show at a secret location a long time ago, but they, like, completely blew my mind off, and then I don't really know what happened to them. I guess everyone in that band plays in a million other bands, so I guess that happened, but I'm gonna play a song called Dead Bird by Fortress.
Thank you. let your guard down. Mononoke is just now coming. We said you were pretty, you were surprised, you let your guard down. Mononoke is just now coming. We said you were pretty, you were surprised, you let your guard down. We'll be right back.
And we're back. And we're leaving. This has been another lovely episode of Sup World Radio, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. Farewell.